Welcome back to the Michigan Business Feed on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Yes, recording remotely today. Reaching out across the Lansing metropolitan area to Terry Sand, SHRM CP PHR CBSP CRP. Great credentials for a business services manager with the Capital Area Michigan Works of Lansing, Michigan, but serving Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. Terry, welcome back for February of 2024.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Tremendous. And well, this month we decided we'd discuss the Talent Fund fiscal year 24 cycle, one applications that CAMWA recently submitted. So starting it off, tell us more about Going Pro's Talent Fund.
Yes, thank you. The Talent Fund is a competitive application process through which Michigan employers could potentially be reimbursed for training, developing their workers, which in turn, you know, helps with retention at their companies. It's general fund dollars that's approved by the legislature and is financed through Michigan's Department of Labor Economic Opportunity Workforce Development, gets funneled to the local Michigan Works to reimburse the awarded employers. So it's been great opportunity over the last several years for the employers to really invest in their workers.
Excellent. So what type of employers are eligible for participation and what types of training programs are provided?
Excellent. Well, almost all Michigan employers are eligible. Specifically, they do have to be a private sector business with a presence in Michigan. The training itself must fill a demonstrated talent need for their full-time workers, full-time permanent workers. So the early step in the process requires that the company meet with Michigan Works to discuss what those training needs look like and make sure it does meet the eligibility criteria for that particular award period and discuss those talent skills gaps, what suitable training providers are they looking to involve, and just make sure everything would align with the appropriate talent fund rules for that year. And then if there's any available other funding that can support that company's needs as well. The current workers are one category that the company can use the talent fund to train. And so for those current workers, it would be a skills upgrade via some kind of classroom training. For new hires that they predict to bring on, they could train them on the job in whatever normal ways that they provide training to their new hires or some kind of classroom training. And then the third category is apprentices who are registered with the U.S. Department of Labor before the training begins. All of the workers must be at least age 18. They must be legally eligible to work in the U.S., of course, and the payroll taxes must go to the state of Michigan.
Sounds tremendous. So I'd love to find out, tell us more about CAMWA's involvement and successes related to the Going Pro Talent Fund.
Yes. Well, I briefly mentioned in the last answer about the step where the company has to meet with Michigan Works to discuss their training needs. So aside from that, we help the employers connect to those additional resources and training providers and then walk them through every step of the application if they do decide to apply. Then once they do apply, we're reviewing their application, make sure all the boxes got checked and that sort of thing, that it's tip-top shape, and then send it off to the state of Michigan for final approval or in some cases, you know, not all of them get approved. It's a very competitive application and always there's more companies and more dollars being requested than the state has available. But talking about successes, so the last go round, which was cycle one, fiscal year 24 last fall, we submitted 107 applications through Capital Area Michigan Works and 96 of those were actually approved. It totaled $3.4 million to train over 1,800 workers. And over half of those 1,800 workers are going to be hired brand new in 2024, or here as we're taping this today, you know, maybe some have already been hired, but the companies have that whole entire 2024 to do the training. So, you know, that's a lot of new workers yet to be hired and trained in our region.
Excellent. And is there a website where folks can specifically find the details that they go about finding out more?
Yes, for sure. Simply Michigan.gov. So Michigan's all spelled out, michigan.gov/talentfund, TalentFund. Or reach out to your local Michigan Works.
Excellent. Any other insight that might be pertinent to this discussion?
Yes, this year's scoring criteria favors some industries in which I don't have the entire list in front of me, so it's possible I'll forget some, but some of those Industries include manufacturing, mobility, construction, education, hospitality, and outdoor recreation. So there's a lot of different industries that have a few extra scoring points this year. So certainly if you're listening and resonate with one of those industries, reach out to learn more. Every year, the scoring criteria favors apprenticeships registered with the Department of Labor on the plan. It also this year favors if you choose any classroom training that's on your plan and you work with a local community college or university in public university in Michigan to be that training provider. So there's a whole host of different ways that companies could effectively score well. Even if you aren't in one of those industries that I did mention, you know, maybe the other parts of the scoring criteria would still be worth applying. So reach out to your local Michigan Works, talk about your training needs. Even if it's not something that you do end up applying for the talent fund, they can at least explore other resources to help.
Excellent. In our last few moments, real easy question, no specifics requested, but your business services team and others from CAMWAR were busy a couple of weeks ago here in February of 2024, LCC West Campus and Altium Cells. In general, how did that event go and anything that you can share?
Yes. So that's a brand new company moving into the Lansing region. They're set to open production in the fall. So that was a early recruiting event, kind of getting the word out about what kinds of positions will be coming and so forth. Over 300 people attended that particular event. Altium was beside themselves, excited about the interactions with the various partner communities and job seekers, potential job seekers that showed up. I don't have the exact stats in front of me, but just yesterday we did get an update. They've hired over 120, so 120 something so far. And, you know, when they're in full production, it's going to be well over 1,000. So that's just the normal trajectory that they're on, getting kind of the management and entry level or certain core positions first, and then the largest volume ones happen later. So I think there's about 20 current openings as we sit here today. And then as we move later into the fall of 2024, their largest number, ideally the production ones, will come available that time.
Great. Well, Terry, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Terry Sand, Business Service Manager with the Capital Area Michigan Works at Lansing, Michigan, but serving Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. We've been discussing Talent Fund Fiscal Year 24, Cycle 1 applications that CAMWA submitted, and a little bit about the Going Pro Talent Fund. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.